Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Pro football. Full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, George Kurtz here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us here today. Hour number two, as the fellas held you down here in the first hour. As we get ready, Championship Sunday. It's like really like the first, the last real football Sunday of the year. Right, guys? I mean, Super Bowl Sunday is more like a spectacle.
Party.
Obviously, there's a football game. Yeah, there's a party. There's all sorts of pomp and circumstance. This is the last Sunday, unfortunately, of this season where it's like you wake up Sunday like, all right, it's football. Let's get everything in order. Let's get the bets going here. Let's get this. Let's get that. You know, and that's where when we sit on the couch, you know, at like 11 o'clock on Sunday night, we've got our Super Bowl matchup. It's like, oh, man, we made it. We made it to the end of the road, Joe. It's a long road, but we make it to the end on Sunday night at 11 o'clock.
There is no off-season, Carver, okay?
Wow.
There is none. Larry Fedora just got hired by the New Orleans Breakers in the USFL.
Jeez,
so football
Larry
lives,
Fedora.
Baby. Football lives.
It does live, Joe. You're right. But I think you understand what I'm saying. It lives all year. It never goes away. But in terms of us having a game and something to bet on and something like that goes out the window after we get to the title game. So we'll have 2 weeks of hype for the Super Bowl, and I'm looking forward to these two games. I think that both have an opportunity to be exciting, more the second one than the first for me. I think the Ram-Niner game is going to be tremendous. I think if there's one game out of the two, George, that you know maybe could get out of hand, obviously you would think it's probably if the Chiefs could somehow kind of snowball against the Bengals, maybe that game could get out of hand, but hopefully we get two good games.
Hey, living on Long Island, can we not say snowball right now?
Yeah, well,
right?
That's why I got it on my mind, George. That's why it's
12 to 18 inches. Are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, I'm probably more looking forward towards the Kansas City game because I want to see a 1,000-point ball game, and I think that'll be the better chance of me seeing it, especially if Burrow's hot. So that's and I'm going to have props galore in this game. This is going to be the Buffalo Kansas City of last week all over again for me. Maybe not to the degree of props I had, which I think ended up being 14, which is nuts. But somewhere around that vicinity, I think points are coming up on the board here. I think your San Fran Rams game is more your typical football game. You know, more where, hey, keep talking about it with Joe, man. San Fran's going, here we go. We're going to run it right at you. You know, they got a misdirection place, but we're going to run the ball. Come stop us. We're playing, you know, smash mouth football here. We're coming to bloody your nose. That's how a slap fighting got started, by the way. Because you're looking to slap you. They're looking to punch you in the face. Here's what they're going to do here. You know, stop us if you can.
Like, and that's, you mentioned it, George, about Sunday in the first game. Like, just please make it a track meet. Like, if it don't give me some boring game where, you know, it's 13-7 going into the fourth quarter. Like, for a game like this where I really don't have a dog in the fight and I want to bet a lot of props, I want up and down. I want action. I want another 38-31 type of game where I've got an opportunity to hit a lot of stuff that I have on the board, Joe. That's what I want. I want that. I don't care who wins.
Well,
I want a lot of action on Sunday.
Well, I'm rooting for Cincinnati to keep it within the number, number one. And then number two, if they're within striking distance, let's put the dagger in the walrus, okay? Let's put the dagger in Pat Mahomes and put him out to pasture, Joey B. Let's go, baby. That's what I want to see. Just keep it close like Secretariat, and when it's time to use the whip, you use that whip and get it done in Arrowhead.
Put him away. Take out the walrus. Man, you got a big problem. They added a lot of these conference specials, huh? This list looks like it's like three times what it was yesterday, right? Am I wrong?
Yes, they're just like, I don't know. It must be John Sheeran and the crew just bing, bing. They got the supercomputer out there like in terms of war games back in the day. And crank out another 10 bets.
Look at this, though. There's a lot of stuff here. Any quarterback to have 400 yards on Sunday, plus 400.
That was there, I think, at the start.
Was that there?
I think that
I wasn't there earlier in the week. They supposed to just put that up in the last day or two. Bosa to get a sack. Each team to score one passing touchdown, minus 160. They put a lot of extra stuff on here.
Where's that one?
Each team to score one plus passing touchdown in the conference final games, minus 160. It's the first one.
That's the front runner now.
Yes.
I'll take that.
You like that?
Yeah, that's. How can that not come in?
Maybe not with the Niners. You never know. Want to smash mouth football? You never know.
Jimmy G hasn't done it. He hasn't done it very well at all.
Man, we got to find some good ones here. I got to find a good one for Joe to get in on where he's a really
big
ticket.
It's got to be juicy, Carver. You know I like them juicy.
Chase, Higgins, and Beckham to all have 100-plus receiving yards, 24-1. Let's go.
That's not bad.
Let's go.
Chase, Higgins, and
Beckham.
No, not going to happen. Obviously, 24-1.
Does
Beckham have 100 yards in any game with the Rams?
It doesn't matter. Secondary receivers, OBJ, big stage, bright lights, big city, baby.
Joe's into it.
He's never done it before.
Joe's into it. We got him. That's 24-1.
I'm back.
Wants in, baby. He wants in.
I'm not scared.
We'll go through all of these. We'll talk about some of our favorite props for both games. Bengals, Chiefs, Niners, Rams, Championship Sunday. As we get underway here, we'll find some other things tucked away throughout. They've added a lot of stuff since yesterday. We're going to have to dig a little deep here, boys, and try to find some good tickets that we can put on these games. All right. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, Kurtz here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, and Kurtz here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us. So Joe's told me during the break that he wants some spicy plays for Sunday. He's looking to for some deep shots, something that's going to pique his interest here. So they've got all the game specials, all of the player prop parlays, game specials up to 450. These goes all the way up to plus 5,000 and above. Let's start small here and try to find a couple of these that maybe we think we can get going with. How about Joe Burrow, 300 yards passing and three passing touchdowns, plus 370. You like that, George?
I don't dislike it. I do think he gets over 300. I think he has to. If not, I think they're in trouble. The three touchdowns, that's more luck than anything else. They could always get unlucky, and, you know, Chase goes out the two-yard line and Mixon runs it, and he steals one from here. But I think he's going to have a game like that, in order for Cincinnati to move on here, and I do expect points to be scored here. So, yeah, I would like a little bit more than, what you say, plus 360. Would like a little bit higher than that. Yeah. But, yeah, that would interest me.
Joe, I know you like probably Burrow, 303 passing touchdowns. Plus 370.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it his college career. When the stage got bigger, he always played the best and put up dynamic numbers. There wasn't a game in Joe Burrow's college career when the chips were in the middle of the table where he didn't light it up. It's just what he does. That's why I love the guy. You know, and you know what? He shoots you, and then he walks away, and he goes, yeah, I did it. What are you going to do? Yeah, I'm the guy that shot you. I shot you four times, maybe. Like, he just abuses secondaries. I mean, think about it. Show me when he played Alabama. He throws for basically over 400. He's throwing darts. He goes up against Oklahoma and Jalen Hurts. He puts them up, puts them down. Chase has a huge day. And then against Dabo and Clemson, number one ranked defense in college football. Yeah, okay. That's what he does.
No, you're right. It is what he does. There's no question about that. How about Mahomes and Burrow? I like this one. Both over 300 plus 360, so about the same number.
Right.
As the Burrow 300 and the three touchdowns. You know what, George? I like that. I'd rather swap Mahomes throwing for 300 than Burrow throwing three touchdowns. That's a good swap for me. It's the same price.
I was thinking the same exact thing when you said it. If I can only choose one of them, I'll take them both 300 because I've already said I think they both get over 300.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. That's a good one. They don't. I might do both. Kind of like you got the Burrow one sort of gaining on me.
Yeah, I like that a lot. The Mahomes and Burrow both for three. That's bang. Put it in there. We're ready to let that fly. What else do we got for you, Joe? Let's get a good one here.
I need juicy, Carver. Juicy.
You need juicy. Let me get you to the other game specials. Tyreek Hill to have 100-plus receiving and a touchdown, plus 310.
I don't like it.
You don't like it. Because you're out of the chief. Are you not going to like every chief one, Joe? Is that pretty much where I'm going to?
No, but I'm not going to like... I'm not gonna like the Chief one for what they did last week. Like I'm not gonna chase Hill because he broke out with 8 and 150 last week.
Right.
I'm not gonna do that.
George, Hill and Jamar Chase combine 200 receiving yards and two touchdowns plus 380.
200. Yeah. Okay. I'll go. I'll bite.
So that's combined. Combine them. So one of them could actually, you know, get a buck 50 and two touchdowns, and the other one could just get 50 yards, and you're a winner.
That's why I'm going with it. And I think that person will be Chase, by the way. I think Chase is going to be the one that gets the bulk of this. Yeah. You know, okay. He gets the two touchdowns and 125. And I can't see Hill having a bad game. Yeah, I think Hill's back to being in full healthy. It looks great. So, yeah, that's my favorite so far.
That's your favorite so far. I'm in on that too, George. I like that. Joe, you like Hill and Chase, 202 touchdowns? That's pretty good.
That's not bad. That's not bad because I think Hill could be maybe 80, 85, 90, and Chase gets a buck 30, buck 40. He had two. What did he have? 226 or what did he have in the first game?
He had, it was just over two. He had just over two in the first game.
All right.
So he did. He actually did that by himself. He had over two and two touchdowns by himself in the first game against Kansas City.
Right.
You can't expect that again. Obviously, that's a monstrous day. No. But I think even just getting them to split the baby 100 each and each getting a touchdown is also a pretty likely thing there too. Now you like Higgins a lot, Joe. Burrow 300, Higgins 100 plus 390.
That's not bad. I actually like Boyd this game. Okay. I think it's Boyd. That's the guy. I mean, Higgins did put up 90, though, last week. I think this is why you got Joe Burrow, right? I think if you're Cincinnati, you're like, we haven't been to a Super Bowl since, like, the days of dirt, right? You know, think about it. Since the days of, what was it, Esiason, Tim Cromry, David
Icky Woods. Icky Shuffle.
Woods. Right. So at the and I remember that. That was a great Super Bowl, by the way. Anyway, you got Joe Burrow specifically for this, right? This is why you drafted him first overall. You didn't draft him to just put up 4,000 yards or 5,000 yards a year and not make a Super Bowl. You got to give your best player an opportunity to make plays. If Zach Taylor doesn't come out of this game plan chucking, you got to be kidding me now. Now, the only question is, can that offensive line, can you give him three? Can you give him three? Julian gave you the shot. That's it, remember? Julian gave you the shot. LL Cool J, I love that. Julian gave you the shot. Joey gave you the shot. Give him time.
Little any given Sunday from Joe right there. Now, I gave you the both guys to throw for three. And that was plus 360. How about both guys to throw for 350? Now it goes up to 12 to 1. That's a big jump for 50 more yards from each guy, George. That's a nice jump. I mean, I think I would rather play like the 360 with the 300 as like a normal unit, you would say, and then maybe like a quarter unit on this 12-1 for them both throw 352.
You're asking a lot to get both 350. I mean, how many times has that happened in a championship game or in a playoff game, period? So that's asking a lot. I'm not saying it's impossible, and I don't necessarily hate it. It's one of these bets I don't expect to win, but if I can hit it once of every six times, I'm going to be profitable. And that's right. What probably I'm looking for here. So I don't mind it because everything's playing towards a really big-time game here, right? A lot of points scored. The weather conditions are perfect. There's no precipitation, no rain, no snow, no wind. It's not even all that cold in Kansas City at this time of year. Likely could be in the 30s here. So, you know, when you look at it like that, everything's playing towards it. You know, both teams are past, Kansas City is a pass-first team. Cincinnati sometimes, I don't know, Zach Taylor likes to do weird things here. But I think Mixon is banged up, so I don't think he's going to be able to run the ball that well. I think he is going to rely on Burrow's arm here. I'm sort of talking myself into this for, like I said, a quarter unit. I'd be okay with that. It's not a bet I would expect to win. I'm going to hope to win it, of course, but not one I expect to win. But I do think it has a chance of happening.
T. Higgins, 100 yards and a touchdown, 5-1, plus 500. Higgins, Joe. No, you're on Boyd. I don't got anything for Boyd here. They don't have any on the game specials for Tyler Boyd, believe it
you
or not.
You know what that means?
That means they know.
That means they know he's live.
That means we got to get his alt line. We got to hit his alt line hard.
60 plus, and that it's like when you go through Aqueduct, right? And you go through and you look at the lineup, right? And you see, like, you know, 90 to one shot, and nobody's batting him. And all of a sudden, it's like they don't even put it in the exacta. It's like, what happened? They forgot about the number 9 horse because they know. You know what I mean? Slim Ricky coming down the stretch.
Joe, we'll have to do a lot of alt lines. We already have Tyler Boyd in that one. Somebody asked us about on Twitter yesterday, right, Joe? Is this the one? Is this the one?
We talked about so many. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's the one.
That's the one. That's the one that we said. The $10 to win just about 800, I think it was, which was Hill, Kelsey, and Chase all at 100 plus, and then Boyd at 60 plus. Little four-leg wild SGP for you on FanDuel. All right, pro football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, and George Kurtz with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We will come back, keep going through some more props for Championship Sunday on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro football full circle. Carver, Kurtz, and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. As Joe's like got to like rub it in our face, you know, with up here in the Northeast, we've got a pretty sizable
storm cyclone
coming this way over the weekend. So me and George, of course, you know, we got the sidewalk, and we've got the driveway, and we've got, you know, the cars to do. We got a lot to do out here when this happens on Long Island. Meanwhile, Joe, with the townhouse, he's got somebody who's just going to come and take care of it for him, and he's giving us the business here. Joe, it's just not right, Joe. It's not.
What do you mean it's not right? I'm very simple living, you know, and I'm not extravagant like you and Kurtz with the.
Well, I will say that was the best part. Yeah. For after me and my wife got married, we lived in Bayside, Queens for 3 or 4 years before we had a baby. So we were in an apartment building. That was the best snowstorms ever. I never had to do a thing. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. I never had to shovel. My car was underneath the building in a garage. It was the greatest thing ever, Joe. So I feel you. I know how great you are living right now. I know.
It's great.
I don't have a sidewalk.
It's no sidewalk for George. No,
they don't have sidewalks out here.
What are you? What are you, Marlboro man? What are you doing out there?
In a lot of Suffolk County, they don't have sidewalks. There's none anywhere that I know. I think it's because it wasn't meant back in the day whenever these neighborhoods were developed to really have neighborhoods, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I got big property, but no sidewalk. Nobody has a sidewalk. It's all grass to the curb. That's generally what it is here.
Well.
And so it is what it is. A little less for me to worry about.
One last thing. That is a good thing, George. You do have that going for you. So good luck to everybody. If you're in the Northeast, stay safe this weekend with the big bomb cyclone coming your way. All right, we keep rolling along here. Anything else? Let's do, before we move on to the next game, we'll finish up this first game. I gave you all the crazy parlays and everything else. Is there any players, let's just lay it out there, that you guys are absolutely targeting in this Chief-Bengal game? A number for any of those players, whether it's their regular one, an alt line, a longest catch. Joe, who's at the top of your list for the Bengals and the Chiefs on Sunday?
For alt line, it's Tyler Boyd. In terms of this matchup, I think he definitely goes over his total. And I talked about it during the week, 60.5. And then Burrow, 287.5 to me is light, but I think he could get up to 400 in this game. I really do. So at 350, I think it's what, plus 320 for Burrow?
Right.
I like Burrow alt in this matchup. And then the other guy that I think will be utilized in terms of the receiving game, and George brought it up in terms of him being banged up, Joe Mixon, I think in the receiving game, you could go alt on him because I think he could catch maybe 50, 60 in this matchup.
George, who are you after here in the first game between the Chiefs and the Bengals?
Yeah, as far as the superstars here, give me Mr. Potato Chips there, Pringle. I'm going to be on him. Been on him for a couple of weeks now. In my mind, he's sort of that poor man's Gabriel Davis, right? The Gabriel Davis is a better player, but the Bills sort of, they started taking off and they started using someone else other than Diggs, forcing the defense to cover everybody. For that one game, it was McKenzie. Then it was end up being Gabriel Diggs. I feel the same way here with Pringle. The only problem is, you know, Hardman seems to be sneaking in there a little bit, DeMarcus Robinson a little bit. So it's not all Mr. Potato Chips, but I'm going to be on Pringle a bunch here, especially for an anytime touchdown in the end zone. He seems to be maybe that third look for Patrick Mahomes.
I got a couple of kind of, one wacky one and a couple of good ones here. First on the Tyreek Hill over 24.5 longest reception. That's jumped out to me since Monday because even in the games where he doesn't go for 100 yards or have 7, 8, 9 catches, the games he has 2 or 3 catches and 50 or 60 yards, there's usually a long one over 25 yards in there. So I'm going with the Hill over 24.5 longest reception. That's minus -114 right now. I'm going Clyde Edwards-Helaire on the alt rushing yards at 50 plus at plus 182. So plus 182 for 50 yards from Clyde. I think they'll run a little more this week because I think that they're going to start to, I think they're going to whack him. So that's why I'm in a little bit of a different spot than Joe. I think this game's going to be a blowout, which means if that's the case, they could be giving some carries to Edwards-Helaire up 2 or 3 scores in the second half, 50 yards plus 182. I'm going to take my shot there. And the last one, we saw the Bengals get sacked 9 times last week. Offensive line is not pretty. They got Melvin Ingram to record a sack at plus 250. I'm going to take a whack with that, too. So that's kind of like my little off-the-ball crazy ones that I got for the Bengals and the Chiefs there. Little Melvin Ingram, Joe, plus 250. Let's go.
You're going old school, huh?
Old school. Old sack school. Sack prop.
You're sack trying to, prop. I love how you go, I think they're going to whack him. Like, it's written in stone.
I don't think there was anything written in stone about what I said. All I said was, my look at the game is, I think the Chiefs are going to whack him. I'm not saying it's definitely going to happen. And to be quite honest with you, I'm going to be more invested in actual props in this game than the outcome of it. So if the Bengals want to participate and also go up and down the field and score with them, I'm going to be perfectly fine with that. I'm going to be more invested in yardage, in touchdowns, and things like that in this game. By the way, I'll bring this up, guys. I just saw this, and I don't know if you got this in hour one. I just brought the lineup now. FanDuel's got 7.5 now for the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah.
How about, you know, did who's that come coming up this in, morning? Right? Who's coming in, Joe?
The Sharps. There's no way this guy Mahomes gonna lose this ball game. He's got the mullet. Are you kidding? You see this kid throw the football? You see this guy throw the football? He just flicks it side on.
George, has he been doing that to you all year, too? Because when we were doing the college show in the second hour, You know, he would do. Did you get that a lot in the first hour with the Pro Football too, George? Did Joe throw that at you?
That's made a guest appearance every now and then. We haven't gotten that a lot, but a guest appearance. Oh, you know, a little cameo here and there. We've got the news thing there. It's funny with the first thing, the whacking, I'm thinking of Goodfellas, and then the nine times it's Ferris Bueller's Day. That's how my mind works. Nine times. Does anybody not think of the principal? Nine times. Oh,
Ed Rooney.
Ferris Bueller's Day off.
Ed Rooney.
I think he passed away, by the way.
I believe he did. Yes.
Yeah, what a shame. Good actor.
He was great in that movie. He was outstanding in that film. Nine times. Let's move over to some Rams and 49ers stuff. That is still sitting at 3.5, down to 45.5. Was that 46 yesterday, guys? That right, the total?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, 2 days ago, I think it was.
Okay, 2 days. So it's gone down a little bit. We didn't really get to look at the total yesterday. We were so involved with a couple of other things. All right, game specials, featured ones. Let's start here. Let me give you a good one that Joe might like. Cam Akers, 100 rushing yards and a touchdown, 5-1.
Mm.
5-1, Joe? Interested?
Nah, because we talked about him maybe going to Michelle, right? In terms of that.
He fumbles the ball once, he's done.
That's the thing, George. George nailed it. I feel like after last week, the leash is going to be very short with Akers this week. He can't screw around. He cannot put the ball on the deck or else he's going to be out of that football game fairly quickly. They love the Debo ones. Debo, 50 rush, 50 receiving, plus 220, George. 50 apiece.
I'm on Debo. He's Superman. He's their whole thing. He has to be that guy for them to succeed here. If he has a bad game, they're done. I think it's more important for him to have a good game than Garoppolo.
I agree. But I don't like putting a designation on the rushing and the receiving. Like I think I'd rather play Debo the combined because he's going to get a big break at some point. You just don't know if it's going to be a rusher or a reception, and it's going to throw you a little out of whack. I don't like having to get a specific number on each. I'd like it better if they put 100 combined yards for Debo, rushing and receiving at plus 220, I'd feel a lot better about that.
Agreed. I would like that more as well. Mm. Yeah, I love the way Debo's playing. I mean, this guy's gone from, you know, good play to superstar. Really, past 6-8 games, what he's done.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to be on Debo. I'm a streak rider. I keep saying this over and over again. Debo's on a streak. It's hard to nail down which prop to go because he's all over the place, receiving, running.
Right.
He's going to get the touchdown. But I'm going to ride the fact that he's on a hot streak personally. But then again, San Fran's defeated the Rams 6 times, and I'm not riding that streak. I can't pull that trigger.
We saw a similar prop here in the first game, which was Mahomes and Burrow over 300 each, and it was plus 360. The same thing in the second game for Stafford and Jimmy G is plus 900. So what a difference for both quarterbacks to throw 300 yards. And now obviously we know why we're throwing Jimmy G into the mix. Joe, plus 900, Stafford and Jimmy G, 300 plus.
Ooh. Mm. Everybody says Jimmy G, but you know what? There's not going to be a dime on him this weekend. And how do they have... It's so ironic that the book has him listed at 224, 225. He hasn't even come close to that number. 171 and 130?
Yeah.
And they still have him at 224.5, Carver? You don't think that's odd?
I do think it's odd, Joe. Look, this is just like with the other game where I was telling you what I think is going to happen, so I'm going to try to play some props to that aspect. I think that this game is going to be like the Week 18 game. The Niners might not come back, not like getting down 17. I think they're going to be down, and I think he's going to be throwing at some point in this game. Pro Football Full Circle, Carver, Lisi, Kurtz, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We will come back, keep rolling through Rams and Niners, the late game on Sunday. Back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro football full circle. Carver, Lisi, and Kurtz here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, getting ready for Championship Sunday in the National Football League. Game number two, Niners and Rams, we're going through right now. Trying to find Joe a couple of good high-priced parlays that we can get him involved in some game specials. You're not in on Beckham, you said. Beckham 100 and a touchdown is 6-1. How about Cup and Beckham to have 100 each at plus 650?
That's not bad.
Well,
but I mean, I don't think Cup is going to do it. I think Cup is going to be under that 103.
Really? You like Cup under the 103, huh, Joe?
I do.
And of those two, Cup's the one you're worried about?
Well, why? I can't. I think, listen, I think if one thing is for sure, San Francisco takes away the best option. Devontae Adams only had 90 yards against them. It was Aaron Jones coming out of the backfield that abused them, right? Think about
that. Does anyone want to guess? Do you want to guess what Beckham's higher total is in one game this season?
For the Rams?
It's not close to 100.
No, it's probably in the 60s, right, George?
Yeah, I would say
it was 60. Last week, 69.
Wow.
Okay, so he's go on the.
He's
up
not some. Close.
What did he have?
He's
in the
he's on the.
What did he have in the Arizona game?
54.
Wow. Okay, because he had the two long catches in the Arizona game, which is why
four receptions.
The problem is once they get up, they stop throwing.
Yes.
Right. The Rams are a team that, McVay. You saw it last week. He's going to go to the ground and try to put the game in the can. Now, what if he changes his play this
because
week?
Of happened, because of what happened. Because of what happened.
You know, that didn't work for him last week. It almost cost him big time.
You're right. And that went through my mind as well. Will he change? Will he do it for one game? Obviously, that's in his mentality. Or that's how he likes to run games. Get up, then we do the run, kill clock, get out of here. That sort of thing. But will one game, that, in fact, they almost blew it against the Tampa Bay Bucs. Will that change him? I don't think it will in this game. Because Garoppolo is not Brady. He may think they don't have those kinds of weapons. So I don't think he'll change. But then again, you look at week 18, up 17-0, 17-3. That didn't work either. So maybe he knows, okay, you know what? I do have to change. Because, whatever I'm doing against the 49ers, it ain't working anyway.
It's true. I agree. I think that he's going to change some things up as far as he goes. Akers, Mitchell, Kupp, and Debo. To combine for 4+ touchdowns, plus 260.
Ooh.
It's not awful.
I don't love it though.
I don't love it. I don't love it either. I would need a little more for that, as George likes to say. I need more. I need more than 260.
Greedy.
For all those guys. To have touchdowns, I need a little bit more. Elijah Mitchell, 100 and a touchdown, plus 390.
I could see that coming in.
I can see that, too. I like that.
That's
I like
doable.
That as well. That is doable, especially if you're maybe backing the Niners or you think the game script goes the Niners' way. You know that he's going to have his hands on the ball a lot if this continues to be a close game throughout the entire way.
And we talked about in the first hour, Elijah Mitchell over 15.5 longest run. I mean, that seems like a no-brainer.
Ooh, I like that, Joe. Oh, I like that, Joe. Really? 15.5.
Is that juicy? Is that juicy for you?
Well, you see
they got a juice to the over.
It's a prop that I could play on its own. I don't like that they don't allow you to put the longest rushes in same game parlays.
Mm-hmm.
They don't let you do that. See, I would like to put maybe that 15.5 in with, a Mitchell touchdown and a Mitchell all total over 80. At plus 140. Like I'd like to mix and match, a bunch of different things with the same guy.
Yeah. Can I just say one thing for the game? Because we're all suggesting that L.A. comes out running, right? Meaning, and not just running, and what I mean, amped up because they're at home. What if San Francisco is able to jump up early? Then there goes the running game for Cam Akers and Sony Michel. Now you open up a can of worms, and it stinks if you're an L.A. Ram backer, which we're leaning to. But at the end of the day, it could lean to Beckham, it could lean to Kupp and those receivers going over their totals. Like, what if San Francisco jumps up 10-0 in this ballgame? Then what?
I don't think it changes any. I think the Rams are going to do what they do. The Rams throw the football plenty. I think that they do like to run, but I think the run more gets added in after they establish the pass first.
Right.
They're a pass-first team. And you mentioned something, that the crowd and whatnot, and there's going to be like half the place is going to be Niner fans on Sunday, maybe more than half. I mean, they're just buying up all the tickets. That's going to be a tough scene for the Rams on Sunday at SoFi.
Think
a
so?
A lot of Niner.
You think he's going to fold like
red.
An accordion?
A lot of Niner red going to be in the building on Sunday. So be prepared for that. Mitchell, 100 yards, Joe. Let's take the touchdown out, plus 300.
That's
100
not
yards
bad.
On the ground.
I like
alt
that.
Line. Alt rushing yards for Mitchell.
100 and no touchdown, right?
No touchdown. Plus 300.
I like that.
110 plus 430.
What, he had 96 against Dallas, and what did he have last week? 60?
Yeah, he got over the number, but just barely.
It was a frozen field. No?
Wow, what does that mean?
Well, I'm saying, you know, it was like a rock.
The field was not frozen. They have
stop coils, with the coils. We
got
know
the
that
coils
it's
the heat
not the frozen
it.
Tundra.
Coils and
guys
heat.
Were breaking their ankles.
I must have missed
Debo.
That.
Debo jumped. He almost broke into like 1,000 pieces.
yeah, he was that guy from Terminator.
Yeah.
What else do we got here? That could be a little fun for us.
Give me
you
something
like Debo,
with a little
said,
sauce
George.
To it. Give
well,
me
George,
something.
George, you like Debo. Now, they don't let you alt the rushing and receiving combined. That's just one straight number of 97.5. It's minus 114 to the over. But they do let you alt his rushing yards.
I got
50
one.
Plus, 164. 60 plus, plus 270. 70 plus, plus 430. Big numbers if he busts one. George, big numbers if he breaks
that's what you're looking for. You're looking to bust one. I think they're going to use him a lot. He's not on the injury report, so apparently he did break into 1,000 pieces last week, but they put him all together, just like the Terminator. He's okay. No cold field, frozen field tomorrow, so we don't have to worry about that. So, I'm going to be on Debo. I think he has to have a good game or a big game here for them to advance here. I think this game's all about Debo. It's not about Garoppolo. It's about Debo. So, yeah, I'll go as high as 70. I won't go any higher than that. But give me it. I won't expect to hit them all. But once again, the ball is going. It's like when you're playing football when you're a kid. You're always giving the ball to your best player. Right? It doesn't matter. Give the ball to Johnny. Johnny's great. Give the ball to Johnny. Give the ball to Johnny. It's what's going on here. Get the ball in Debo's hands.
All right. I got one for us.
Go ahead, Joe.
You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
All right. So tell me if you're on board. Elijah Mitchell, alt 80+. George Kittle, alt, 70+. Okay? And then we're going to combine it with the earlier game, Burrow, over 300.
Hold on here, Joe. Do this again. You're getting both games involved here now? Hold on a second. Now,
you're going to write stuff down.
What are you doing from the first game, Joe?
First game is Burrow, 300+.
That's it. That's all you're doing from the first game.
Correct.
Okay.
That's a check. I like that one.
Okay.
Okay. Joe Burrow, 300+.
Good.
We're doing George Kittle at 70+.
All right. You love Kittle. I know.
I love Kittle. Did he go over his total last week? Damn straight. Did anybody have him?
Not 70.
He got 60.
Come on, guy's broken in 1,000 pieces.
He got 61 in the frozen tundra with Jimmy Garoppolo.
His coils under the field.
Coils in here. I forgot.
Heated coils. They're heated.
And how about this
nice
one?
Nice and warm.
Since we love Mitchell, 80+. That's, I mean, come on. If you love him at 100, you got to love him at 80.
Okay.
All right. On a $20 bet, pays 265.
13
to 1. I'll probably change Kittle for somebody else, but I can get in with you, Joe.
You guys. $25 plays 332. You're telling me, Kittle concerns you out of all of them.
Yes, I think Kittle's a lot. I think Kittle's a lot more hurt than he's letting on.
I tell you what, I hope first play of the game he catches a 46 yarder, not a 45, not a 47, 46. I hope he's rumbling, bumbling, stumbling down the fields, and I hope he rams it. You know where? Right up, 70 plus.
I'm gonna let's see what. So, what do you like the most, Joe? Let's round this up because we are getting close to the end. We'll do it like we did with the first game. What do you like the most, player wise, here, Niners and Rams?
Niners, Rams. I like Kittle. On the San Fran side, I like Mitchell, alt over 80 rushing. And on the Rams side, I'm going Akers in the receiving game as the best bet.
Wow, Akers in the receiving game. George, what do you like the most player-wise in this game?
I'm going to be Debo. I'm a big Debo guy. I love the way he's played here. Beckham and anytime touchdown. I've been playing that, I think, forever now. And I'm going to keep doing it. I think that once again, if Kupp is taking him out, guess who gets to look there next? It's Beckham. Higbee. I just had a funny feeling this could be a nice Higbee game here. So I'm going to want to do something with him. I'm just not so sure what I'm going to do. But I'm going to be on Higbee. I don't think it'll be an anytime touchdown, but I'm thinking about it. But I'll be on him. And I won't do anything with Akers because I am very worried that, like I said, if he bobbles a handoff, he's going to be taken out of the game. Because of what happened last week, that he's just not ready to take hits and hold on to the football here. So Sony Michel might be somewhere along the lines for me as well here. There's almost nothing on San Fran, although this is once again a dartboard throw for Jennings in the end zone. If Kittle's taken out, if it's not Debo, then Jennings scored a touchdown. I think he's going to get almost four and a half to one for that. So I'll be on that for Jennings.
I'll give you a couple crazy ones for me. I'm in on Van Jefferson big. Alt line, 50-plus yards, plus 225. 50 yards. Hey, he don't catch many balls, but he can get 50 in one catch. So I'm going to take Van Jefferson with the 50-plus, plus 225. I believe Jimmy Garoppolo at some point in this game is going to throw the football because I believe they're going to be losing. So I'm going to take plus 250 yards. Over 250 for Jimmy G. It's an alt line plus 178 for just 250 yards for Jimmy G, which is a number I actually think he can hit even in a win. And I know he hasn't cracked 200 the last, blah, blah, blah. I think this week he can. Inside, SoFi, get it done, just like in week 18. He's going to throw the football. My other one, since I got to do a sack for each game, right? I did a sack in the first game with Melvin Ingram. We're going to go Leonard Floyd plus 166. For a sack in game
number
two.
I like that one.
Yeah, so Leonard Floyd is going to be my defensive prop for game number two. So there you go. The Rams and the 49ers. We will come back. And final selections. I know you could pretty much got an idea where everybody's leaning for the side and the total in both of these games. But we'll let you know one last time before we get out of here. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, Kurtz, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Come back and wrap it up on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Pro Football Full Circle. Carver, Lisi, and Kurtz here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, one last time. The side and the total for the game. Championship Sunday. George Kurtz, please lead us off.
All right, I'll take anything in the Kansas. You can convince me of anything in the Kansas City Cincinnati game. All right, you don't even have to work hard. All right, just give you something that's decent that I can make any kind of justification for, and I'm in. A lot of points coming in that first game. The night game's a little tougher for me. I think it's going to be the under. I can't believe I'm going with, and I deserve to lose for going with the Rams again. Six straight times and I'm going against them. Just dumb. Just absolutely dumb. But I'm going to go, we're going to have a Rams-Chiefs Super Bowl.
Wow. Rams and the Chiefs. Joe Lisi, what about you?
I'm going with Broadway Joe Burrow. Like them plus the 7.5, plus 285 on the money line, under 54.5 in the first game. I lean to L.A. and the over. Love the over in the second game, but something tells me I could change my opinion on this game and go San Francisco and Cincinnati, rematch of the Super Bowl back in 1988. Wings were cooking back in high school, baby. I might go retro, Carver. Something all tells me Jimmy G.
Well, let me tell you this. If Bengals do win on Sunday, we all got to think up a new nickname for Burrow, because he can't be Joe Cool. That's Montana. He can't be Broadway Joe. That's Namath. We got to get something spicy for Burrow here in the next 2 weeks if he's going to be playing in the Super Bowl. We got to get him his note. I've been calling him Joey Ice. Joey Ice, Joe. What do you think
that's
about that? You like Joey
that's
Ice?
Matt Ryan.
We got Matty Ice.
Yeah, that's true. Darn it. First game, I think that we're not going to have to talk about Burrow's nickname because he's going to get whacked on Sunday. Chiefs by 3 scores. Alt line, minus 13.5. Let's go, baby. And I like the over in that game, 54.5. I like the Rams in game number 2, closer than the experts think. The Niners might cover, but I like the Rams to beat the Niners. Rams, Chiefs, I'm with George. All right, Pro Football Full Circle. Great job by Andrew Torres. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, George Kurtz, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Enjoy the games. Cash the tickets. We'll see you Monday.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.